Good afternoon, Jim. Welcome to the program.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Oh, absolute pleasure to catch up with somebody that's got such a wide and varied resume in TV.
I've been at it for a while and I love it. So, yeah.
Now, Jim, especially. Oh, look, documentaries, I think we just spoke off air about how bland normal TV has become at the moment, just it's only one sort of subject. What has your research found during the pandemic and the way our viewing habits have actually changed?
Well, we did that survey and we've just realised that it's at an all-time high. Viewing of documentaries actually jumped to 89% of Australians just tuning in to watch a doco or doco series in the last 18 months. And 70% of these are leading to conversations between people. So it's like a deeper dive on subjects they want to hear about and learn about.
89%. Well, let's drill into that a little bit, Jim. What do you think the reason is?
Well, I think that this sort of reoccurring news cycle that we're all exposed to, and it's important, obviously, to get all the updates on COVID, et cetera, but after a while, it gets a bit tiresome. And I think people want to sort of enjoy a topic and explore that more deeply that often can't happen on a free-to-air or certainly a news service. And this is exactly why docos have jumped. You know, they're just a great way to entertain and learn, actually.
Documentaries are probably 80% of what I watch now myself, and I know that my viewing habits have changed over the last 2 or 3 years in particular. Having said that, 89% jump, it's a huge increase. What's the most popular genre, so to speak, of what Aussies are tuning into?
Well, everyone can see that true crime's extremely popular.
Yeah.
But interestingly, history has jumped 41% history and world events. And it makes sense. We're looking at a world that's, you know, very challenged. And some of these things, certainly pandemics have happened in the past.
Yep. You've got
the Spanish flu of 1918, etc. But just generally, those big world-changing topics can be found in history, and that's probably why people are thinking in that regard. We've heard that millennials love to watch anything on cults and religion.
Really? Wow.
Crime is actually an older female demographic. Older women love crime, and it's more about the morality of things, I would suggest.
Older females?
Yeah. We've run a crime channel on Foxtel for years, and
yeah,
that was a big takeaway that I first discovered. It's an older female fascinated in the morality around crime. I wouldn't say it's a violence per se, it's just the morality and making sure the bad guys cop it.
Yeah, well, I think we've all got a touch of that in us. It's a little you had a little bit to do with Ron Idles when he first made TV, and that's a very captivating program on free to air. I know that. That's
Yes. We launched that first as The Good Cop, Ron Idles on CI. Won the Logie last year for that, and he's a great example of someone who's lived it and done a great job, and it's worthwhile hearing anything he hosts. He's a great person too.
Gee, with the average person out there this afternoon going, oh, I don't know, I can't seem to find anything I like to watch at the moment, where's somewhere good you can head to connect with something new, so to speak, like a documentary series or something of that kind?
Yeah, well, Fox Docos launches on Wednesday. So 1st of September, we will launch a brand new offering. We're transforming our arts channel, keeping arts, but just broadening the offering. So we've got everything from great bios, current affairs, news, sports docos, performances. We've got a big range of an offering. You're bound to find something that performs really well for your taste. So Travelog is in particular something people I should have mentioned,
because
we can't travel now.
That's
a very popular topic that people like to watch. So Fox Docco is September 1st.
Do you expect once we get through the pandemic, so to speak, and go back to relative normality, do you think the viewing the viewing technique will change again, the dynamic will change again in another few years?
I think so, but I think this is changing us in so many ways. We've had an opportunity to stop and think and look at society and the world, and I think people will have their opinions or their interests also sort of altered, often in good ways. We've had this time to reflect. And I think it will probably change viewing behaviour as well. We'll take it out of COVID era, yeah.
I was about to say to you, Jim, we've been so... Life was so fast and all the rest of it before COVID hit, and we've had time now to sit back and have a look at a few things and research some stuff that we've always wanted to have a look at. It doesn't surprise me that... But you're right, this is one of the one in a 100-year episode, and I think it will change everyone forever for now.
Absolutely, and there's a stillness that is forced on us, which I think is a good thing, certainly for families.
Yeah.
You can take your time just to sort of take the time to watch a good doco, take some time to read or do whatever else you didn't get to do as much of, and that's an opportunity we should all take, and that's a benefit. That's a sort of good side to all this.
Because once we are back to, you know, normality and the 80% mark and everything's hit, life will get back to a pretty fast pace again, Jim, I would imagine.
Exactly. And, you know, we may even crave a bit of time to ourselves in the future again.
Yeah, I think now we've learnt, well, not learnt, we've had it forced upon us to slow down. I think that might be a different, you know, it might be something people look at in a few later years. They know how to do it now. They'll actually take the time to sit down and watch something.
Absolutely, and I talk a lot about what's happening in the zeitgeist sort of culturally, and that's what a lot of doco's topics, the filmmaker's taken the time to research, to ask the questions, to sort of lay out both sides of the argument. So a good doco really reflects what's happening in the world and gives you the opportunity just to sort of ask yourself how you respond to that, and you can share them so easily these days. It's just a great way of consuming television.
It's funny, Jim, isn't it? In the early days of TV in Australia, documentaries were quite rare. And even when I was going through school and my later years into high school, documentary, wow, there's a documentary on TV. Or even on pay TV, it was like, wow. But they've become the norm now, haven't they? And they're well watched.
Yeah. And they're easier to produce. They're also, I mean, we've all got cameras in our pockets, basically.
Exactly.
That's just an incredible source of access you can have, the ability to capture quite easily personal interviews, stories. And that's what makes docos so compelling, because you get an in-depth look from perspectives you can never gain normally yourself. So whatever your taste is, you can check it out.
Jim, exactly right. It's the scope is unlimited. It's been great to catch up with you this afternoon.
Pleasure.
May you stay in television a lot longer, and and maybe keep watching. May we all keep watching documentaries after the pandemic's finished, because, like I said, I think our psyche has changed towards a lot of things.
They have indeed, and thank you very much.
Not a problem, Jim. You take care and stay COVID safe.
Thank you. You too. All the best.
See you, Jim.
Yeah, bye.